Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Loads of happening in the world of markets and fairs and concerts and the run-up to Christmas. Hard to know which are the best ones, which are the mediocre ones, which are the ones you walk a million miles away from. Kate Coleman is editor of Le Cool magazine, and she joins us now to tell us about the best stuff to do, to shop, listen to, dance, everything. No pressure then, Kate. You just got to supply us with the good stuff.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Okay, let's start with movies then. Christmas movies we love. Where to go, when, why, where?
Well, I suppose the IFI has family festive favourites, and it also has a season of just festive favourites.
Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life, My Life, My Night with Maud.
Yes.
The Shop Around the Corner, which is really sweet, kind of like the precursor to You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
And The Apartment, which is a kind of mad Billy Wilder.
I know it
pizza.
Well. Yeah, she tried to make spaghetti with a tennis racket. Shirley MacLaine, great film.
Exactly. Yes, brilliant. So. The IFI is like really solid, and then the Lighthouse also has its own kind of Christmas season. They're both wonderful, like a really great mixture of films being shown there. And I suppose,
Yeah, that's all good. There's nothing quite like seeing a film. Two of my favourites, It's a Wonderful Life and The Muppet Christmas Carol, on the big screen. It's a delicious experience. But let's keep going. We have books and lots of independent bookshops, which we love, and pop-up bookshops. Where should we be going in this direction?
So loads of independent publishers have set up their own pop-up shop on South William Street, and it's open until December 23rd. And like Liberty's Press, Lilliput Press, Little Island, The Stinging Fly, and independent publishers as well, like We Are Dublin, which is a brand new magazine, which is really brilliant. And photographers like Rich Gilligan have their books in there. And it's also being staffed by people from the, like, by employees from the publishers.
Yes, good.
So they're really, like, knowledgeable, and they'll be, like, pointing you in the right direction so you can get a really amazing, beautiful kind of book for that isn't kind of just one of the big hitters out, you know?
Yeah, good. And you have people who know what they're talking about if they're into their books, so that's good. They'll guide you in the right direction too. What else is standing out as something we should be doing, Kate?
So I suppose this weekend there'll be the Dublin Flea Christmas Cracker, which is kind of an annual mashup between the Dublin Flea and Block T.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be happening in Block B, which is just across from Block T. Too much rhyming there. In Smithfield Square.
I think it's Smithfield Square. Okay, good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be like Irish produced crafts. I know Malloy and Sons from Donegal are going to be there with some of their tweeds, and loads of vintage and kind of just like really quirky object dart.
Lovely.
Bric-a-brac, really cool bric-a-brac,
yeah.
Basically, but it's really amazing.
Okay, well, that's good. What else? Keep going, you're doing great.
So there's also a really amazing pop-up called Dust on 4 Camden Market, just off Branson Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's brand new, and they've got kind of really beautiful stuff for your home, but also gifts. So they've got, you know, stuff from a collection in Britain called Oh Dear, which a lot of Irish illustrators also kind of sell prints, and like they have, you know, printed cushions and things like that. And then like linenware from We Are Islanders, which is kind of Ireland's like front runner in the Eco Lux kind of fashion department right now.
Eco Lux.
Eco Lux is right. Very Lux.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They tie-dye silk with the tides and things like that. They're amazing. And there's also going to be Jesus, a celebration in the Fumbly Cafe, which is kind of its own little cult universe, mm-hmm. on the 18th of December. And the funny thing about the Fumbly is that most people that work there are also very, very talented in their own right.
Good.
So Buffalo Woman and Margie Lewis and people like that will be performing, and there'll also be food. And it's going to be just like a really beautiful kind of intimate experience. They've had Lisa Hannigan and Jennifer Evans and like Rob Cunningham perform there before, and it's always a really sweet kind of event.
So there's buckets going on. Music, any gigs we should be going to?
Yeah, the Emigrant Disco, I think, on the 20th of December,
right.
In the Sugar Club. So Dimon's going to be playing, which is Richie Egan from Jape. That's his side project with Matthew Bulger. And then there'll be White Collar Boy, and then DJs, John Averill, who's also a really incredible graphic designer, White Collar Boy, and then a couple of discotheque and favourites. Discotheque and just really brilliant putting on unusual events. If you're around on New Year's Eve, there's an event called Illuminati, which doesn't have a location. It's a secret location.
With a name like that, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
I know. So Hunt and Gather are putting it on, who are known for, they do a Nuit Blanche party market at night, and they always put a lot of effort into dressing, and it'll always be a very rounded kind of experience with performance and music, and it's kind of, anything that they ever do is very much like being in a weird dream, I suppose.
Well, I mean, we all, that sounds like my life half the time. Kate, that's perfect for now. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck with everything, and happy Christmas to you.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. Kate Coleman, the editor of Le Cool magazine, joining us with an alternative list of things to do, places to go, and adventures to indulge in.